the meditation's an art form. And it's an intrinsic aspect of every human mind has an innate desire to go deeper inside. So as we explore the breath, we revisit that breath, that three-step breathing pattern, just to create that nice, clean platform of meditative experience. So we're drawing the breath inside, inhaling. We're retaining the breath, holding it in that state of kumbhak. And then we're exhaling twice as slowly. And we'll start off here with around 5 cycles of respirations just to recreate that very calm, buoyant, tranquil mental arena. Good. And throughout this meditative process, if ever you feel your mind wandering or distracted, you can always come back and use that breath. It's a very fundamental tool. And it's very easy to do. It's just a physical process of breathing that harnesses our mental realm. And it allows us to focus in a little bit and bring stray thoughts to a standstill. Good, now look out far across the galaxy, far across space, time, and find one distant celestial body way out across the galaxy. There may be many, but there's one that's linked most closely with you. And just hone in on that, get your sight set. And little by little, with each and every inhalation, you're going to draw the effulgence, the luminous quality of that celestial body. And you'll draw it nearer and nearer towards you. Slowly, focused as a ray of light. Just let it come towards you step by step. And then in the next 3 or 4 breaths, just draw it right to your Trikuti point, directly between the eyebrows at that central point. And it just makes contact right there. So you've got a continuous line of light from that far distant body straight to your Chakuti point. And just kind of embrace that light right in the forefront of your mind. And then from there, we're going to journey deeper inside, taking that intuitional journey from that Trikuti point, that outer edge of mind, and just go directly deep into the center of the mind. Open up that intuitional channel, that inner vision, and just let that light pierce through and within. And find that most nuclear central spot where you are at the center of the mind. Use your breath, use your inner vision, use your intuition, and awaken and kindle that desire to go deeper inside. That very sweet pool of consciousness in within. And then just park yourself at that central point. And you can feel the physical vibration inside the mind. Just embrace deeply within at that spot. And from that point, in all directions, in 360 degrees, just take on the ideation that you're surrounded by one great cosmic self or entity or supreme consciousness, whatever term suits you. And whether you're looking deeper within or looking without, everything is made up of that consciousness, of that cosmic entity. And if you have a personal mantra that you use, you're welcome to use one. If you prefer just to hold on to that ideation of being one with that whole universal expression around you, or if you'd like to recite the mantra Om Shanti, meaning eternal peace, and I'll let you just delve deeper into your meditative process from here, using all the tools of the trade and your ideation. Giving yourself about 6, 8, 10 long, slow breaths as you move towards the culmination of your practice. One last deep inhalation. And exhale. Draw the palms together. Thumbs touching to the Chakruti point. You can do it physically or psychically. If you're in a position where the thumbs don't want to go to the Chakruti point, that's okay. Honoring that whole inner kingdom, that platform of mind that allows us to go beyond physicality and feel some sense of inner peace. That's more of eternal nature. And honoring that inner abode and drawing the hands down to the human heart. Knowing that it isn't just an intuitional science, but combining that with the desire of the human heart and the love of the human heart. Allowing that to be the complete meditative process. Internally we say Namaskar.